Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's 4:30, and that means it's time for the Outdoors Outlook. Thanks to our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters, where you can schedule your next crabbing or fishing trip at nanticokeoutfitters.com or just follow the link at coastcountry.com. Captain Dave Fletcher always stops by on Friday afternoon to give us the outlook. And Dave, I know in last week's report, you talked about how the crabbing had been getting a lot better as well as fishing all around the area. Have we seen that trend continue this week?
Yeah, I tell you, Gary, it really has. You know, I had a crabbing trip yesterday with a family from West Virginia, and we were able to pick up a bushel of crabs in just a little over 3 hours using razor clams for bait. And I actually have another crabbing trip tomorrow with a family from Thailand. That's right, from Thailand, that is so excited to come here and learn about our blue crabs and experience crabbing.
I think that's awesome. And it's, you know, it's an eye-opener about how big our world really is, even though sometimes we feel like, you know, we're so tight-knit here on Delmarva.
It is. That is so true. And isn't it cool? And I've said that before. I love sharing our resources and our way of life with others because they don't get to experience what we have here on the Delmarva. So let's start today's report in Maryland. On the lower bay, the rockfish, the speckled trout, and the drum are still being caught. Pretty consistent fishing for anglers that are able to get out and cast a lot of the shorelines. Cobia season just opened yesterday, and the best way to go after them would be to live line eels or use large soft plastics. And as I've shared already, the crabbing gets better every week. If you're willing to put in the time, you can get a bushel or close to a bushel in about 4 hours up in the tributaries. Now, here's my PSA for today. Remember, in Maryland, the limit of one bushel of crabs per boat is in place right now, regardless of how many licensed crabbers are aboard. This will continue through June 30th.
And Dave, you know, I'm not as familiar with the regulations as you are. Is that different than normal?
Yeah, it is. It typically is a bushel per licensed crabber. But what they're doing now, they're restricting our harvest. Now, they tell us it's only temporary, and I'm doing that in air quotes, but it'll be reevaluated at the end of this month. So let's talk about fishing in the Ocean City area. Flounder fishing has been average, not the best right now, and that's because the wind combined with the increased boat traffic that we had from last weekend's air show really has impacted our water clarity, and that slows the bite down a bit. We're still catching some, but not as many as we were. We're catching a lot of blues and rockfish around the jetties and the Route 50 bridge. And offshore tuna fishing has slowed a bit, and the offshore fishermen are starting to change their tactics. And so they're still catching them, but it's got to be a little bit different than the standard trolling they've been doing. Sea bass is still good on the wrecks and reefs in both Maryland and Delaware. And we've caught some really nice sharks this past week just off the beach. Last night we had a shark trip, and we landed 7 out of the 8 that we hooked up with.
You know, it still amazes me, Captain Dave, after you mentioned sharks last week in the Outdoors Outlook report, about the number of sharks that get that close to the beach. I would have never known.
Yeah, I tell you, no doubt. There's a lot of them out there for sure, and they are so fun to catch. They put up a great fight, and it's a really nice family event to do. Now, let's look at Delaware. Inshore fishing has been producing some nice-sized flounder at the old grounds. Broadkill Beach has slowed a bit, but still producing spot, croaker, some small trout, and bluefish. The canal is serving up nice flounder, but that info has gotten around, and I know many anglers have been complaining about the crowds that are there fishing right now.
Now, Captain Dave, you mentioned the old grounds. I've never heard of that. Where's that?
Yeah, the old grounds is actually located out in the Delaware Bay shipping lane. It's about 13 miles straight out from Bethany Beach. And I'll tell you, it's a great place to catch some large flounder. So, some upcoming trips and events that you might want to participate in. The Ocean City Tuna and Sierras tournament just started today. Next weekend is the Kids Catch-All tournament at the Indian River Marina. And Sunday, June 18th, it's not only Father's Day, but it's also National Fishing Day. So get your dads out there to fish this weekend. Remember, it's not about the fishing. It's about spending time together.
That is absolutely right, and I couldn't think of a better way to spend Father's Day than enjoying some beautiful sunshine, casting a line, and it would be even better if you did it with somebody that really knew what they were doing, like you, Captain Dave.
I appreciate that. I couldn't agree more, and honestly, I always look forward to a day on the water with my family. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outdoors Outlook. I appreciate you following along, and as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.